All right. So to start things off, you are Darby Wellman with ISU Extension?
That is correct. I am the agriculturalist, horticulturalist for Henry and Lee counties.
All right. So I think the first thing we'll start off with is, what is the event that's coming up later this month?
It is called Drought, a Game Changer, and it is a series that is put on by the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, and the Iowa Beef Center. And basically this workshop is going to discuss some topics that are important to beef cow-calf operators and also feedlot producers. And we're going to kind of talk about what the situation with the drought is and give some maybe suggestions and some plans as to how to kind of control the situation. We can't change it, obviously, but hopefully we'll be able to do some things that allow us to stay in the game, so to speak.
And what are the challenges specifically facing, you know, cow and calf operators that would require, you know, their own unique workshop to address?
Well, obviously, we had a drought this summer, so anytime you have a drought, you're going to have a decrease in the feed supply for the cows and calves in terms of pasture and also in grain crops and forage. And so some of the things that they're going to be talking about there are what you can use as maybe some feed substitutes compared to what you normally would do. Also, you are dealing with just different situations where you're having to make some decisions as to whether to cull your herd or keep your herd based on the cost of feed and how you're operating. So we're going to have some speakers from Iowa State University who are going to address some of those topics.
Now, you know, one of the things that we kept hearing from, you know, some of the larger media outlets and, you know, public radio too, is the fact that this drought was going to eventually raise food prices. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, through some of the drought strategies, like the adaptations or coping strategies, you know, culling the herd, reducing numbers of the herd, that seems like eventually that could be one avenue in which, you know, at least meat prices would go up.
Right.
Is that am I off base on that, or is that
No,
that
that's probably a good train of thought. Obviously, when there's a big sell-off, the prices for the consumer may appear to stay the same or go down a little. But eventually, in the long run, as the supply continues to remain the same, or the supply continues to decrease, and the demand remains the same, or even gets bigger, it's feasible to think that prices would eventually affect the consumer. And when it costs more to produce a product, obviously, the cost input to make that animal and to produce that meat is going to trickle down to the consumer level, where there could potentially be some increases in some food prices to the consumer.
And how, you know, what kind of timescale are we looking at? Is this something that could affect consumers this winter, or would it be, you know, these sell-offs would be, you know, gradual over the winter, or, you know, what sort of timeline are we looking at?
I think we're looking more towards the spring and the summer, where you're going to start to really maybe notice some of those changes. Obviously, we have to get the cattle that are currently on feed obviously will be marketed. And with the drought, there maybe was a little bit more sell-off at that point, and so some more animals went to the feedlot. And so initially, you're probably not going to notice a lot of change. But as those numbers decrease with the animals that are going to the feedlot and that are being fed out and that are making it to the market weight, you're going to notice the prices then. So I would say probably spring and into summer, you'll start to maybe start to notice some of those prices creeping up in the stores.
And by when you're saying like those animals that are being fed out, you're talking about that they were largely, they largely grew up eating, regular, you know, they were raised in majority non-drought conditions. Is that what you're sort of saying? And then they just got finished out here during the drought, and now we're going to be looking at animals that have been fed more during drought conditions?
Right. So if there were some people that are some feeders that had feed already, they'd already purchased their grain crop or whatever they were feeding their animals to reach that market weight, they probably, those animals are going to have been fed out at a lower level than if you just start feeding an animal now and you're purchasing corn at the drought prices, which are obviously going to be more expensive. So it's going to cost more for you to purchase that feed and get that animal to fat and to market weight, and then so that cost then will be reflected in the consumer price.
And I know it's sort of it would be foolish for me to ask you how much our price is going to go up this spring, because obviously, you know, that's impossible to tell. But just, you know, qualitatively, from what you've been hearing from farmers, you know, how serious do you think, you know, challenges farmers will be facing in sort of, you know, as transference? How much, you know, how worried are you about the situation for beef farmers because of this drought for this winter?
Well, I would say it kind of goes back to how the operator handles the situation. Obviously, we realize that the drought happened and that this is going to affect and change the way we go ahead and feed out those animals. Most producers are wise enough to realize that there are people to contact and there are different ways to manage their operations, so that way they can be there in the long term. Every industry has its ups and downs. We can't say right now what those prices are going to be because we don't know how long this drought is going to continue, and we don't know what other factors, winter weather, any of those factors are going to have. We also don't know what the exact demand is going to be from the consumers, you know. So at this time, you really can't quantitatively put a figure on what that's going to be because there's so many factors.
Yeah, and let's say we have, you know, you're sort of telling farmers, you know, the smart things to do this winter. What's sort of the short list of things that farmers should be doing this winter to minimize the drought impact on them?
Well, I would say that you always need to be aware of where you are budgetarily. You need to, and most farmers already are thinking about their feed supply. They've thought long term about what they are going to feed those animals. They know how many animals that they can support with what they've got. Basically, just thinking about controlling your costs, coming out with a plan, developing a feeding strategy, and kind of determining if they do have quality feed and how changing what they are feeding their animals is going to affect how quickly they gain or other factors like that.
And what are some, you know, mistakes or, you know, things that a farmer would do that you're really counseling against? You know, saying that, like, some common mistakes that people may fall into this situation?
Well, everyone's different. And sometimes just maybe not having as much information as they could in knowing how to maybe develop some of those rations a little differently than they have in the past. When corn and soybeans and all the grains that we need in forage are available, it's pretty straightforward as to what kind of rations we're going to feed. But in terms of how will these drought grains affect us, what in terms of like aflatoxin grain, there is a certain level with which those grains can still be fed. Just making them aware of what resources that they do have that they can utilize are things that they need to consider and maybe that they haven't had to consider in a non-drought year.
And are these workshops going on across the state, or I'm guessing this isn't particular just to Lee County, right?
No, it's not. Actually, yeah, they're happening across the state. I believe there are 10 of them across the state of Iowa, and they are done by different livestock specialists. Our livestock specialists down here in Region 20, which is Lee County and Henry County, Louisa and Des Moines, is a man named Byron Liu, and he is going to kind of lead this program with the assistance of some recorded topics by different Iowa State specialists, and also have some conversations with Byron himself about different ways and strategies for dealing with this drought situation.
Okay, and then what was the date on the workshop?
The date will be Tuesday, November 27th. and that's going to be at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Pilot Grove Savings Bank in Houghton, Iowa.
Huskin?
Houghton.
Could you spell that for me?
H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay. And I was going to say, let's say this is, I just thought of this. Let's say there's a lot of consumers now that they don't just eat, regular, there's a lot of interest in premium sources of meat, like grass-fed beef, that sort of thing.
Right.
Is there a lot of raising of those, those specialty types of meat products in Iowa?
I would say that in different parts of the state, yes, there would be, but still by and large. I mean,
yeah.
You always have those niche markets, but by and large, most feeders continue and cow-calf producers continue to kind of do it the traditional way.
Well, will we see the price increase spread differently across different markets of meat, like those niche products, differently than...
Niche products typically are a little more expensive. In terms of how you're feeding the animal, it all depends on the feed sources that you're using. If you're simply feeding grass, obviously in a drought year, you're not going to be able to have as much grass available, and therefore they're not going to gain as quickly.
Okay. And then, what were some of those substitutes that you said they could feed to animals, sort of feed alternatives?
Silage and corn stalks
would
be some alternatives.
And, I think that's really all my questions I had. Is there anything else that you wanted to sort of include before I let you go?
Nope, that's pretty much it. Just so that we can encourage people to cow-calf producers, feedlot producers, anyone who has an interest in the beef industry, anyone that works with farmers, we encourage you to come to this program on November 27th.
All right, sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.